welcome everyone to Piers Legion Park. Hilly Field is a Friday night ball game here outside of the Granite Ridge tonight as the Osaka Silver Streaks are in town to face the Piers Pioneers. It is senior night. Good evening everybody, as I'm Rick Grammond and it's an all-senior starting lineup tonight. It just so happens that there are nine positions on a baseball diamond, and Coach Pittman this year has nine seniors. So every spot is filled by a 12th grader today. Jonah Prokot will be the starting pitcher. Noah Sakala at catcher. Ross Bozer will be the first baseman tonight. Ryan Stuckmeyer at second. Camden Hapke at short. Colton Hapke at third. Kyle Welly starts in left. Michael Leidenfrost in center and Chandler Doucet in right. And we are ready to go with baseball. Leading off for the Silver Streaks is the shortstop, Bauer Klimek, against Jonah Prokot. And we're underway under the lights, and the first pitch is skied into the dark cloud cover above, and it's caught in foul territory by Colton Hapke, with just room on the warning track near the dugout. So Prokot gets an out on a pitch here to start the ball game. A barn burner across the street in softball tonight. Pioneers came from behind to beat Long Prairie Gray Eagle 4-3. As a first pitch fastball sizzles in to Kyle Magus, a right-handed hitting second baseman. And the 0-1, another heater, and it stays just low, 1-1. Osakis played yesterday, as did Piers. Piers won, Osakis lost. As the next pitch, line to center, Leidenfrost over and makes a catch on a knee. Michael, it looked like he had that ball locked in right off the bat. It was a well-hit ball, but Michael, to his left, makes a fine catch. Out number two. And it'll bring up the left fielder, Waylon Munshuber. And Prokot delivers, and Munshuber gives it a ride to the corner, chased by Welly, and Kyle cannot come up with it on a long foul ball. Boy, Munshuber turned that one around. Osakis lost at Parker's Prairie yesterday by a score of 9-4. That dropped their record to 3-7 this year. They are coached by Bill Infinger, assisted by Tom Quirkin, as Jonah puts one low. Tom Quirum, excuse me. Couldn't read my own writing. 1-1. On deck, Makai Holscher. Both teams red jerseys, white pants. There's a sharp slider cut on and missed. 1-2 now. Pioneers were winners yesterday. A 16-4 five-inning win on this field over Mora. We'll talk about that game as tonight progresses. Grounded to third. Nice one hop for Colton. Pegs it over to Ross Bozer. And that's a 1-2-3 start to the ball game for Jonah Prokot. And the Pioneers will meet the batting order that Coach Pittman has. And we'll tell you about the lineup for Coach Infinger in the field when we return to Hilly Field. No score after half an inning on You Are There Sports.
Hey everyone, Jason Sedlowski here from Sunrise Ag Co-op. We hope everyone is having a great start to their spring and able to get outside. In Piers, we have Gravely and Aaron's zero-turn mowers and Arian's riding lawnmowers, many steel-branded weed trimmers and other equipment to choose from, along with small engine repair and mobile maintenance. We also now have an electric motor repairman on site Monday through Friday to diagnose and replace or repair your electric motors. We have a great Hydrolac promotion now through June 1st with up to $5 a bag off to help your cattle with the upcoming summer heat. This is also an important time to start incorporating DBZ in your feeds to help with fly control on your farms this summer. We sell many minerals, milk replacers, and other feeds with fly control in them. We have all your needs to succeed. Call us or check us out on the web at www.sunriseagcoop.com. Like us and follow us on Facebook to stay up with all of our deals and events at the co-op. We thank all of our current and past patrons for their loyalty throughout the years, and we hope to earn your new business today. And as always, thank you, farmers, for everything you do, and go Pioneers.
All right, welcome back to Hilly Field as warming up out on the mound for Osakis is their starting pitcher, right-hander Tyler Baumgartner. And behind the plate for Osakis is Tyson Hagedin at first, Wyatt Sell, Kyle Modges at second. Over at short is Bauer Klimek, and at third, Ben Berger. In the outfield and left, Waylon Munzhuber. In center, Mekhi Holscher. And in right is Blake Ruslung. The batting order for the Pioneers tonight. Leading off in center field, Mike Leidenfrost. Batting second at second, Ryan Stuckmeyer. And hitting third and catching, Noah Sakala. Batting cleanup is the pitcher tonight, Jonah Prokot. Camden Hapke bats fifth and plays short, followed by Colton Hapke, the third baseman. Chandler Doucette hits seventh. He's the right fielder. Ross Bolger will bat eighth and play first, and batting ninth and playing left is Kyle Welly. And Mike watches a strike. Mike, couple of hits yesterday, had three hits earlier in the game this week, so he's having a nice week here. As the windup, Michael strokes it to center, and that ball's got some carry, and reaching up at the last moment to make a fine catch is Holscher out in center. And that would have been at least two, probably three for Mike. But he hammers it to the center fielder for the first out of the first inning. And it brings up second baseman Ryan Stuckmeyer. Doubled twice among his three hits last night. Scored four runs in the 16-4 win over Mora. As here is the pitch. Ryan watches it break inside. Ball one. Pioneers on the third base side. It is senior night. They did a very nice thing tonight as the next pitch breaks low, 2-0, as the players were onto the field as they do every game, home game, to stand for the national anthem. Their parents joined them out on the field, so there's a strike called on the inner corner, 2-1. So all the outfielders gathered with mom and dad out in center and the infielders near second base and pitchers and catchers. The Prokots and the Sakalas gathered near the mound, along with Ross Bolger and Brian and Carrie, parents of Ross. Kyle and Corey, the parents of the twin Hapke boys. And Marvin and Ruth, mom and dad of Ryan Stuckmeyer, who just took ball four inside, and he's the first base runner of the night. A one-out walk will bring up the catcher, Noah Sakala, who just lit it up last night. Noah doubled, tripled, and ended the game with a grand slam homer to drive in seven runs last night. And Stuckmeyer at first. We'll see if Coach Pittman has the go sign on as Ryan with the lead. He draws some interest over there, and the right-hander, Baumgartner, throws that way. Ryan Stuckmeyer at first with one out in the inning. As Baumgartner looks in to his catcher, Hagedin. There goes the runner. And the throw to second is not in time. A head-first steal by Ryan Stuckmeyer. So a runner into scoring position for the Pioneers here is Noah Sakala. Another RBI chance for the senior. Pitch was a strike to Noah, so it's 0-1. On deck is Jonah Prokot. Noah Sakala locked in. That one broke inside corner strike. 0-2. I was kind of chatting on Messenger last night with Noah, congratulating him on his game. And I asked him, was that a first pitch, Grant? He goes, no, I got behind 0-2 right away. So he's 0-2 here. Familiar territory. Ooh, that one looked pretty good, but just must have missed outside. Breaking ball from Baumgartner. One ball, two strikes to Noah Sakala here. A walk and a stolen base has Ryan Stuckmeyer at second after Michael Leidenfrost lined out to center to start the first. Osakis went down 1-2-3 in their half of the first against Prokot. The pitch to Noah. Hacked foul. That's going to drift and I think get out. Yes, it will. Good effort there by Wyatt Sell, the Osakis first baseman. You never know if the wind pushes that enough that it stays in play, but it did get out. So it's still 1-2 to Noah Sakala. After tonight, Pioneers will play in Nisswa on Monday against Pequot Lakes. That's a change on the schedule. And it's also a time change. It'll be a night game at 7 o'clock at City Park. Noah, he knew it. That big sweeping breaking ball came in, and Noah got locked up on it, and he's out on strikes. Two outs, and here is the pitcher, Jonah Prokot. The home run for Noah last night was the first home run, the grand slam by Noah, the first home run a Pioneer batter has hit this year. Jonah watches closely off the plate, 1-0. Camden Hapke now on deck. Pioneers trying to get a two-out knock here and score in the first. Boy, they've scored six runs in the first inning in both games this week, Malacca and Mora. That one off the plate, 2-0. It puts you in pretty good position when you score six in a first inning. 2-0 to Jonah Prokot. Outside makes it 3-0. Of course, I watched the Wild last night, and they were up 3-0, and I said, oh, this is going to be a nice win for those guys, and turned out to be a 7-3 loss. I didn't know my clicker could turn that fast. Here's the pitch. Inside, Jonah takes a four-pitch walk, and that'll bring up Pioneer shortstop Camden Hapke. A pair of walks issued here by Tyler Baumgartner as the Pioneers try to put together a two-out scoring rally here in the bottom of the first. Colton Hapke steps into the on-deck circle. Here's the Baumgartner pitch, and it's at the knees for a called strike. Only one ball's been put in play, and that was the smoker out to center by Michael Leidenfrost, hauled in out there by Holscher. There's one rolled up the third base line as Camden got on top of a pitch and dribbled it foul. 0-2 to Camden Hapke. Kind of ironic that this year the softball team has nine seniors, and so does the baseball team. Here comes a two-strike pitch. Baumgartner leaves a breaking ball just high. 1-2. We've seen a couple of close pitches go the Pioneers' way here early in this first inning. One ball, two strikes now to Camden Hapke. Stuckmeyer at second, Prokot at first, two down. First inning, the pitch. Popped him up, left center field. Coming in is Munzhuber. Lost the cap, but kept the ball in the mitt. Hapke flies out to left, and that's all for the Pioneers. No runs, no hits, no errors. Two left on base after one inning at Helly Field. We're scoreless between Osakis and Piers here on You Are There Sports.
Hi, this is Sarah from Design Electronics. I'm sure most of you know that we take care of everything Verizon on the personal side, but did you know that we also handle small business accounts? We know what it's like to be a small business, and we understand the struggles. Let us help you out with your existing Verizon business plan, or let us set you up a new one. Whether you have 5 lines or 100, we can help. We'll make sure you're on the right plan, we can upgrade any existing lines, and we can get you set up with new ones. Visit us today at Design Electronics, and let us help you with your small business Verizon account.
The Piers Pioneers have built a solid foundation of excellence with hard work, teamwork, and dedication to their craft. To help you get your foundation off to a solid start, contact Gertz Concrete in Piers. With a wide range of services available like sidewalks, driveways, garage floors, patios, steps, and so much more. Contact Darren or Calvin today to get started at 320-360-2212. Gertz Concrete wants to say good luck, Pioneers.
Leading off in the second inning for Osakis is Makai Holscher, their cleanup hitting, right-handed hitting center fielder. And Jonah Prokot deals a high fastball, ball one. Jonah, eight pitches to retire the three batters he faced in the first on a pop-up, a ground-out, and a line-out. Good fastball in, and it's 1-1. Tyson Hagedin will follow, and then Wyatt Sell, 4-5-6 for Coach Infinger. Here's the 1-1 Prokot offering. In the air to left, Welly near the line, still going over, and that ball will be foul. It bounded right off the base of the fence down near the left field mound in the bullpen. It did stay in play, but Kyle just couldn't get to it. So it's a 1-2 count now to Mekhi Holscher. Prokot ready. Here's the pitch. And it's lined off the glove. That slowed it down enough. Stuckmeyer picks it up, throws, and Ross Boeser keeps the toe on the bag. Boy, if that ball doesn't go off the glove of Jonah, it's probably into center field, but it took enough of the steam off the ball, and it rolled onto the grass, and Ryan able to get to it in time. That'll be a 1-4-3 ground out, and there's one away for Osaka's catcher, Tyson Hagedin. That was a hard hit ball. Here is the Prokot pitch, and he snaps it in for a strike. 0-1. Wyatt Sell, the first baseman, now on deck for the Silver Streaks of Osakis out of the Prairie Conference. You're 2-4 in the Prairie. Jonah locates his fastball. Strike two. You see Little Falls shut out Albany. Yesterday, 8-0. Yeah. Held the Huskies to two hits, I think I read. Just up in the zone. Good take there by Hagedin, the right-handed hitting catcher. 1-2. Boeser, Stockmeyer, Hapke on the infield. It's Welly, Leidenfrost, Doucette in the outfield. Chased a breaking ball, and Noah will slap the tag on the back of the hitter, and that's a strikeout for Jonah Prokot, his first of the ball game, and there are two away for the first baseman, Wyatt Sell. Wyatt with two outs will step in, and he'll bat right-handed here. And the pitch from Jonah. Jonah throws his fastball. Jonah is locating well here. Here is the next Prokot pitch. Tried to elevate and get the batter to chase upstairs, and laying off was Sell. It's 1-1. Ben Berger, the third baseman, is on the in the on-deck circle. Here comes the next Prokot pitch, and it's Luis to left. Welly is over. Welly, like Astudillo, takes the hat off in one hand, catches it in the other. Willens Astudillo Welly with the catch in left. Three up, three down for Osakis.
Hello, Pioneer fans. This is Skip Toops, Pierce head wrestling coach and head coach of the Pierce Power Program, which is our summer Pioneer Speed and Strength program for all Pierce students entering grades 6 through 12. The Pierce Activities Department would like to thank all of the coaches, volunteer coaches, workers, and fans that have helped make all the seasons a success so far. We would also like to thank all the sponsors and businesses for their continued support of Pioneer Athletics. We want to highly encourage your son or daughter to get involved in the Pierce Power Program this summer. The Pierce Power Program will build strength and increase speed, agility, power, and explosiveness. These things will improve your athletic performance, reduce your risk of injury, and develop mental toughness. Check out the informational brochure online under Community Education, and then click on Youth Activities. Get involved in Pierce Athletics, music, and activities, and go Pioneers!
Do you have young Pioneers at home and aren't sure how to enroll them in school? We are currently registering students for kindergarten and preschool this fall. Information and registration forms can be found on the school website, peers.k12.mn.us. Look under the district tab for enrollment or look under community education for early childhood. We invite you to call us with any questions about your child's development and the steps needed to enroll in school. You can call Pioneer Principal Tom Oddie or Community Education Director Sarah Funk, and we will be happy to direct you in the right direction. Get them started the right way on the Pioneer Path.
Colton Hapke grounds the first pitch up the middle over to make the play at short. Nicely done. Osaka shortstop Bauer Klimek up the middle. And there's one quick out on one pitch. No score here as we start the home half of the second. Here's Chandler Doucette, the Pioneer right fielder now, with Ross Boeser on deck. And Ross, should say Chandler, takes ball one. Got ahead of myself. Ross on deck. Yeah, 9-8 on their uniforms, both right-handers. And that's inside 2-0 to Chandler. They also had a nice ceremony honoring the section and state qualifying wrestlers. The Pioneers really didn't have any kind of award ceremony. I don't even think they had the medals down in St. Michael, Albertville, as Doucette chops it to short. Back-to-back plays there. That throw is a little off target, and out is the call. Had to wait and see as Wyatt Sell had to reach to the right field side. And I think he had to get his foot back to the bag. I think initially he was off the bag, and Doucette is out on a 6-3 ground ball. Back-to-back bouncers to Bauer Klimek. And now it's Ross Bozer stepping in with two outs. Here's Baumgartner's pitch. Tap to short. It's a 3-for-3 effort for Klimek at shortstop. Bauer Klimek puts on a clinic at short. 3-6-3 scoring plays, and the Pioneers go quickly in the second, taking us to the third, scoreless here at Haley Field.
Sarah Backhoe and Gravel and Piers is a proud supporter of the Piers Pioneers. Sarah Backhoe and Gravel is your excavating contractor, and they also do sewer and water, basements, fill material, wash sand, black dirt, and gravel. Call them today to get started. Their number is 468-2626. That's 468-2626. Sayre Backhoe and Gravel and Piers, supporting the Piers Pioneers. Smoothie's Sunflower Oil is locally produced right here in Piers. Natural and unrefined, Smoothie Sunflower Oil should be in your pantry. It's amazing how something as simple as incorporating Smoothie Sunflower Oil into your favorite recipes can take your dishes from simply satisfying to mouth-wateringly delicious. Available in a wide variety of flavors like cold-pressed, Mediterranean, vanilla, lemon, lime, and many others, you'll be sure to find one or several to fit your tastes. Check out the Smoothie Sunflower Oil story on their website, smoothieoil.com, for nutritional information, recipes, and shop online for Smoothie Sunflower Oil products, including the best microwave popcorn. Smoothie Sunflower Oil, natural, healthy, perfect.
Jonah Prokot looking really sharp here in his first two-plus innings here. He's already had 0-2 to Ben Berger, and he's just right around the plate. And he got him to ground one to third, foul. Still 0-2. Just 22 pitches now for Jonah, his uniform number 22. And we are leading off the third, scoreless game with Osakis here in town. And Prokot's two-strike breaking ball moved him off the plate. One ball, two strikes. Softball team, a come-from-behind 4-3 win over Long Prairie Gray Eagle in a heck of a good ball game today. Pioneers improved to 15-1. But they needed to rally to do it. Just outside, 2-2. Kiara Olish tied the game in the fifth with an inside-the-park home run. Pioneers were down 3-3. Then Liz Kellish doubled, and Emma Melby singled home the winning run. There's a strikeout looking fastball. And that is strikeout number two for Jonah Prokop. There's one away in the third, and it brings up the pitcher, Tyler Baumgartner.
Number 16, pitcher, Tyler Baumgartner.
So one out, and Osaka's still without a base runner against Jonah. And here is Jonah's first pitch to this hitter. Very close. Must have been just off the plate. It certainly was not low. But we're just to the left of home plate. So seeing that outside corner, maybe not real accurate from my vantage point. There's one hacked foul. Got a piece of the ball. 1-1. JV, 1-10 inning, or by 10 run rule, Dale. Is that right? Prokot with a 1-1 delivery to Baumgartner. Good, sharp breaking ball. Had the hitter backing out, and it broke in for a strike. 1-1, a 1-2 the count. Leidenfrost in center. Here's the 1-2 breaking ball waved at in the dirt. Noah will step up from behind the plate and throw over to Ross Bozer to complete the strikeout. Pitcher chased one in the dirt there, did Baumgartner, the Osakis pitcher. So two up, two down. And here is the designated hitter, Chase Meyer. That's where the pitcher, Blake Roslung. So 2 outs, and there's that breaking ball to start the at-bat there. 0-1. Sekulow putting down the sign. Here is Jonah's offering, and he pushed it off the plate. Missed 1-1. Chandler Doucette in right, Michael Leidenfrost in center, Kyle Welly in left. Here's the pitch. Fastball popping the middle. No. Put the glove right where he wanted it. I don't think Jonah could have placed it any better if he walked the home plate and set it in the glove. Right where Noah put the mitt. 1-2 the count. Can he strike out the side? He can. He'll have to throw down to first. Noah steps out again. And there is a strikeout. 3 up, 3 down, 3 Ks for Jonah Prokot. And that is the end of the top of the third. We'll head to the home half. It'll be Kyle Welly, Michael Leidenfrost, and Ryan Stuckmeyer coming up.
Frosty's Bar and Grill on Main Street in Piers is open. Stop and enjoy your favorite cold beverages. Frosty's serves up delicious daily lunch specials, either dine-in or carry-out. On the grill at Frosty's, satisfy your hunger with their fantastic menu, featuring items such as the Bacon Jack Burger, the Mac Attack Burger, Jalapeno Jack Burger, or try the Elvis Burger, topped with creamy peanut butter and bacon. And, of course, the signature burger is the Frosty Burger, a feline meats burger topped with cheese, fried egg, bacon, and hash browns. Frosty's also has sandwiches and wraps, salads, baskets, and appetizers. The newest place in town is Frosty's.
I've got a math question for you. When you add tolerance, subtract prejudice, and multiply efforts to treat one another with respect, what do you get? Less division. And school sports have it down to a science. Looking for an example of what can happen when we realize there's more that unites us than divides us? Look no further than high school sports in Minnesota.
This message presented by the Minnesota State High School League and the Minnesota Interscholastic Activities Administrators Association.
Left fielder Kyle Welly will start the bottom of the third in a scoreless game with Osakas here. Neither team with a base hit so far. Pioneers 2 base runners by way of walk in the first. And Welly slaps it first, pitch right to Sell at first. He takes it to the bag, and there's one away, 3 unassisted. And that turns the order over to Michael Leidenfrost, who was out on a line drive out to deep center in the bottom of the first inning. So if see if he can find some grass here and pick up the first hit, or maybe lay one down. Start of the second trip through the order for Tyler Baumgartner. And Michael watches it sail up and away. Ball one. One strikeout, 2 walks for Baumgartner so far. The last 4 outs have been on ground balls. Michael takes a slow breaking pitch in for a strike. 1-1. Michael ready at the plate. And here is the Baumgartner pitch, and there's the bunt to third. And Baumgartner bare hands. It'll be a close play, and Michael is safe. The ball was not caught. I think he had that beat out anyway. That is a bunt single for the fleet-footed Michael Leidenfrost. And that is the first hit of the ball game for either team. And it brings up second baseman Ryan Stuckmeyer, who walked, stole the base. And it wouldn't shock me at all to see Michael take off early here. Test the arm of the catcher. And Osakis is thinking the same thing. Tyson Hagedin is the catcher here for the Silver Streaks. Michael, I would guess he's leading the team in steals. There he goes. He's going to try and add one. Here's the throw. It's not going to be in time. Michael, matter of fact, didn't even throw. Hagedin never got a good handle on it, so add one to the stolen base total. Pitch came up and in to Ryan Stuckmeyer, and it's a 1-0 count to Ryan with Michael Leidenfrost. Now it's second and one out. In the dirt, and there goes Michael for third as the ball blocked, and no chance for Hagedin. And now a wild pitch puts Michael at third, and the count goes to 2-0 to Ryan Stuckmeyer. Two balls, no strikes with the man at third. We'll see how Osakis defends on the infield here. Corners are coming up. Middle infielders are playing medium at best. They're deep. High 3-0 now to Ryan Stuckmeyer with Noah Sakala on deck. A scoring opportunity for Piers here in the bottom of the third. Runner at third, one out, and Baumgartner floats it in for a strike. 3-1 now. Like Ryan was in full take mode all the way there. Three balls and a strike to senior second baseman Ryan Stuckmeyer. Pioneers with a record of 9-4. And Ryan got hit in the back, I think. Yeah, he rubs the back, and the dead ball is called. So first and third now on the hit by pitch, and that'll bring up catcher Noah Sakala. Noah looked at a called third strike curveball in the first inning. Catcher Hagedin will step out in front of home and go through a series of signs to let his infielders know what defensive strategy to employ here in the case of a steal. Who's covering the bag? Are we cutting the throw off? Are we going to try and pick off the runner somehow? There comes a curveball strike, and Ryan will motor his way to second. With a stolen base, that's Ryan's second steal of the night. Now there's two runners out there in scoring position for Sakala. Pitch was a strike, so it's 0-1 to Noah. And now all four Silver Streak infielders are coming up onto the grass. Noah awaits the pitch from Hag, and it's a squeeze, and it's in the dirt, and the ball is bouncing loose, and Michael is safe! 1-0 Pioneers. That ball was backhanded by Hagedin. And he knocked the ball down with his glove as he lunged towards the first base dugout. And the ball rolled back. And I think it just kind of laid there right on top of home plate. Michael almost had to reach around the baseball to touch home plate. So it'll be a wild pitch to get him home. And on the play, Ryan Stuckmeyer to third. And it's a 1-1 count now to Noah Sakala. And that one way high. 2-1 to Noah. Jonah Prokot is now on deck. So a bunt single, a stolen base, wild pitch to third, wild pitched home. The squeeze was on. Noah pulled the bat back as he recognized the pitch was way low and outside. And Michael slid in outside again. 3-1 now to Sakala. Boy, the right fielder is way out there. Blake Ruslong deep in right. A lot of room in front of the outfielders. See if Noah can pick one out and drive one here. 3-1 to the senior catcher, Noah Sakala. He went down for one, rolls it out to short, and breaking for home was Stuckmeyer. They got him in a rundown now, Ryan towards home. They run him back towards third, and they will run him to home and finally tag him out. And on the play, Noah Sakala ends up at third base. It's going to start with a six. And then I think end with a pitcher on the putout. In between, there's a whole bunch of twos and fives, maybe a three in there. But it took at least four or five throws to retire Ryan Stuckmeyer. So there's two down. And now Prokot will hit. Ryan stayed in the rundown long enough for Noah to get all the way to third, and there's a pop-up foul territory, playable for Sell, the first baseman, and he has it. So Sakala is stranded at third base. The Pioneers get a run, and their only hit was a bunt single. And after three, it's Piers 1, Osakis nothing.
When's the last time you cuddled up by a warm fire and sipped tea while reading your car insurance policy? You have better things to do than worry about insurance. And no one knows that more than Rosie Prisbilla at Marshick Insurance Agency, your local independent insurance agent. They'll take the time to get to know you because they're part of your community. And by offering personal guidance on insurance for your car, home, and valuables from a wide range of companies like Travelers, they'll help you choose insurance that's just right for you. For a free, no-obligation quote, contact Rosie Prisbilla at Marshick Insurance Agency at 320-632-2328.
The The 8th Annual Piers Freedom Fest is right around the corner, Saturday, July 10th, headlined by Dylan Scott. Along with Lindsay L., Little Texas, and the Shalo Lee Band. Tickets on sale now. For more info and tickets, head to piersfreedomfest.com. It's Piers Freedom Fest, Saturday, July 10th. Sponsored by the Piers Area Commercial Club, Hillbilly Haven Motel, Bootleggers Bar, Brandel Motors, Coors Light, Hummerson Sports Center, Smoothie Oil, Midwest Sales and Construction, Hilmerson RV, Pioneer Lake Mutual, and Coburn's.
Hi, this is Cindy Shaw with Edina Realty in Little Falls. Whether you're buying your first home or your forever home, selling your cabin or condo, I can help with all your real estate needs, big or small. I have a passion for real estate and understand the local market conditions because I'm from here and live here. For dedicated, personalized service, give me a call at 320-630-8410 and put the Edina Realty team to work for you. Or visit my website, cindyshaw.edinarealty.com. Go Pioneers!
All right, Bauer Klimek leads off. He's the top of the order for Osakis. Piers up 1-0 now against Jonah Prokot here, facing Bauer Klimek. He got Klimek to foul out to third to start the ballgame. 2-1 the count as the wind and the pitch is half swing. He offered. Home plate umpire says you went around. 2-2 to Klimek. Four strikeouts so far for Jonah. And the pitch. Tapper, gloved by Jonah, and he will shovel over to Ross Boeser. And there's one away. Thought that might sneak by Jonah and get out to Ryan at second. Either guy would have made the play, but it's Jonah that snared it to the first base side of the mound, and now it is second baseman Kyle Magus. He lined out to a running Michael Leidenfrost, who dropped down to a knee and skidded across the grass as he made the catch, and Jonah gets his breaking ball in for strike one to Magus. Back with a fastball that missed low, 1-1. Only 40 pitches so far for Jonah. And the wind. Line drive right to Ross Boeser. The gold glove. Two down. And it'll bring up Waylon Menshuber, the left fielder. Waylon with a ground ball to Colton Hapke at third to end the first. Osakis has hit some hard balls today as he swings over the top of Jonah's breaking ball, 0-1. But a lot of atom balls. Two up, two down here for Jonah Prokot here in the top of the fourth inning. Jonah rocks and fires, and Menshuber leaves it low. Might have been the same pitch he swung and missed at the prior one. Learned his lesson. 1-1. On deck would be Makai Holtscher. Fastball in the air to center. There is Michael Leidenfrost in his tracks. He's got it. Another hard hit ball at a fielder. Three up, three down, and we are through 3.5 with the Pioneers in front of the Silver Streaks. 1-0.
Hi, this is Brenda from the Clothesline. Are you looking for something new and cute to wear, but are trying to avoid crowded malls and bigger stores? Do you hate ordering things online only to have them arrive looking different or even worse, not fitting? The Clothesline on Main Street is your answer. You'll love our personal service and attention to detail. Let us help you find a pair of Liverpool jeans with fabulous fit or a top that you feel powerful wearing. My favorite part of my job is styling my customers. Come see us soon at the Clothesline on Main Street in Pierce or check us out on Facebook.
Dr. Herb Jutton from Rich Prairie Chiropractic Center has been in practice for 30 years, treating sports and non-sports injuries alike. His goal is to help your body heal itself without relying on drugs or surgery. Chiropractic care can help you regain full range of motion, improve physical performance, and reduce the likelihood of future injuries and health issues. Pain is a warning signal. Don't ignore it. If you or someone you love is suffering, there is hope. Call today to see if you are a chiropractic candidate. 320-468-2221. When my spine is in line, I feel fine.
Camden Hapke leads off the bottom of the fourth inning already. Good pitcher's battle here between Jonah Prokot and Tyler Baumgartner. First pitch inside to Camden. He flew out to left his only time up that end of the first. And Baumgartner locates that time. 1-1. One run on one hit for Piers. No runs on no hits for Osakis. We're in the fourth. Hapke and Doucette do up, and there's one grounded foul of third. 1-2 to Camden Hapke. Pioneers will play in Nisswa Monday night. It was originally, they're playing Pequot Lakes, by the way, but it's going to be in Nisswa, which is about 10 miles closer than Pequot, and it's going to be a 7 o'clock game. And that hit him in the hip. Second hit batter. And the leadoff man is on, and it brings up third baseman Colton Hapke.
Number 5, third baseman Colton Hapke.
Osakis has their next ball game against Pequot as well, ironically enough. Tuesday in Osakis. So Hapke at first, Hapke at the plate. And a throw over. Back safely is Camden Hapke with Colton Hapke, the base runner. Piers 1, Osakis nothing. We're in the fourth. Game has moved right along. And there's one lifted down the line to right. That one's going to be trouble, and that is a foul ball. Just foul. Maybe 2 feet. And that's an 0-1 count now to Colton Hapke. Picks up the bat, returns to home plate. And looking down to Dylan Pittman coaching at third. Marcus Artner, the first base coach for the Pioneers. Hagedin squats down behind home and spinning his wheels at first and back in with a hand. Oh, boy. Camden got caught leaning, and he almost got picked there. Good, quick move by Baumgartner. Just got the hand back in. And it is still just 0-1 to Colton Hapke. Another wheel over, and that time ready was Camden. A lot of room in right center for Colton here as Ruslong is near the line in right. Center fielder Holscher is playing the gap in left center. See if Colton can find the alley. He shows button. It skips to the backstop. And Camden will motor his way to second on a wild pitch. And it's one ball, one strike to Colton Hapke. So a hit batter and a wild pitch, and a scoring threat has presented itself. Piers up 1-0 here in the bottom of the fourth over Osakis. Camden checking the shortstop behind him, making sure that Klimek wasn't cheating in and trying to use a little timing play with the pitcher. Two balls and a strike as Hapke takes it upstairs again. This is Colton Hapke. And he goes after one and lifts it foul territory to first. Sell with room. He has it. And that's the first out of the inning. A pop-up to Wyatt Sell right in the coach's box over there. One away. And now it is right fielder Chandler Doucette to bat. Chandler's first time up resulted in a ground ball to shortstop Bauer Klimek, who fielded three ground balls in the second inning, all three outs to the Osakis shortstop. And high, 1-0. Piers gets a bunt single from Michael Leidenfrost. He stole second, was wild pitch to third, and then came home on a wild pitch. That's the only run of the game. Swing and a miss. Chandler chased one that broke outside and low. Ball and a strike now to Chandler Doucette. On deck is Ross Boser. Camden Hapke, the runner out at second with one out now after Colton's foul out. High fly to left. Did he get it? Chandler up at the wall, and Doucette bangs it off the wall. Chandler just missed a home run. The Reds Otto and Bait banner takes a beating. An RBI double for Chandler Doucette brings home Camden Hapke, and it's 2-0. I thought that was gone. It was up in the wind blowing that way. Here's Ross Bolger now. Ross takes it off the plate. Ball one. That's only the second hit, and it produces a run. A double for Chandler Doucette to bring home Camden Hapke and make it a 2-0 game. Ross swings and misses at the Baumgartner breaking ball. 1-1. On deck is the left fielder, Kyle Welly. If he pulls that ball another 10 feet to the left, it gets out of here. Yeah, it's in the dirt. Good job by catcher Hagedin preventing another wild pitch. I think it was just to the right of the 350 sign, and it was at the top of the banner. And I think that's kind of where that angle of the fence kind of drops out a little bit. Here's the 2-1 pitch. Ground ball. That'll get the man to third. Klimek up with it. And Ross Bolger moves a man up into third base with his ground out. Klimek to sell on the play. Doucette advances. Two down, and it brings up left fielder Kyle Welly. Kyle with a ground out on the first pitch he saw, pulling one to the first baseman, Wyatt Sell, leading off the third inning. See if they can get another run in here. Man at third, two outs. Kyle watches it, in for a strike, 0-1. Baumgartner trying to keep this to just a 2-0 game here. Kyle Welly awaits the Baumgartner pitch, and he checked, and it broke low at his feet for a ball. 1-1 now to Kyle Welly, left-handed hitting left fielder. Another lefty on deck, Michael Leidenfrost. From the set, Baumgartner throws a fastball grounded to Sell. He knocks it down, and for the second time, Welly pulls one to first. This time it ends the inning. But the Pioneers get a run on the Doucette double to bring home Camden Hapke. And after four, the score is now Pierce 2 and Osakis nothing.
Hello, this is Jeff Check, the owner of Check Auto Body and Towing of Pierce. Your vehicle is the second big investment you'll ever make in your lifetime. When you need repairs, make sure you work with the most trusted name in Central Minnesota. At Check Auto Body, the repairs we perform are covered with a lifetime guarantee on workmanship, labor, and paint. You can rest assured that when you get back on the road, your vehicle will be safe and returned back to pre-accident condition. Our 30-year mission has been to deliver only the best to our customers. We work with all insurance companies and will assist you through the process. If you're in an accident, choose a shop you can trust. Check Auto Body and Towing, Morrison County's largest body shop. Come check us out.
At Schomer Insurance, you can get the coverage you know you need now from people you know will be there for you when you need them most. We grow trust locally and provide local service at its best. Whatever the far-off future holds, we'll always be nearby. Trust in tomorrow. Contact Howie Schomer, your local Grinnell Mutual agent, at Schomer Insurance today.
Leading off for Osakis in the top of the fifth is their center fielder, Makai Holscher. 0-1. Hit the ball hard off the glove of Jonah and out to second baseman Ryan Stuckmeyer leading off the second. He leads off the fifth, taking strike one. It's Holscher, Hagedorn, and Sell. Good fastball, and Jonah's got really good stuff tonight. Ahead 0-2 to Hagedorn. Excuse me, Holscher, the batter. And he tried to get him to fish. It is the fishing opener, but not until this weekend. Not the weekend yet. 1-2. Jonah's working at a quick pace, too. Just missed inside. Holscher kind of leaned back, and it almost broke underneath the hands on the strike zone. 2-2 to Makai Holscher. Fastball threw it by him. Just reared back and punched him out. One out. Strikeout for Jonah Prokot, his fifth. And now it is the catcher, Tyson Hagedin, a strikeout victim of Jonah in the second inning. Here is Prokot's wind, and he got his breaking ball in. 0-1 to catcher Tyson Hagedin. One out here in the fifth. Piers up 2-0 on Osakis. And the windup by Jonah. Ground ball to short. This will be Hapke knocking it down, picking it up. He'll have to hurry, and it's safe at first. That'll be an error on Camden. And Osakis has their first base runner with one out in the fifth inning. Just handcuffed Camden, ball dropped at his feet and then could not get the throw there in time. And are we going to have a runner for the catcher? It looks like it will be number 24, Carter Watness. Watness will run as a courtesy runner for Hagedin. So Jonah has to work from the scent for the first time tonight after retiring the first 13 in a row, and he starts low, ball one. Wyatt Sell, the first baseman. Piers 2, Osakis nothing, man on first with one out, and Ross Boser also has to hold with the runner for the first time. And here comes Jonah's 1-0 pitch. Fouled off the mask of Noah Sekulow. 1-1. Wyatt Sell flew out to left fielder Kyle Welly to end the second inning. See if he can get a ground ball here and turn it and face the minimum three. Making a call. And I think that foul ball did some damage to the helmet of Noah. He's coming out for a new shell. Yeah, broke a strap or something, so he'll put on a new piece of headgear. Foul ball off the mask, jarred something loose, so he's back behind the dish now. 1-1 to Wyatt Sell, wearing number 21. Short lead by Carter Watness over there, the courtesy runner, held by Ross. And Prokot's curveball is a good one. In for a strike. One ball, two strikes to Wyatt Sell. Piers in the bottom of the fifth has the top of their order due up. Leidenfrost, Stuckmeyer, Sekulow. Prokot keeps an eye on the runner. And the two-strike fastball in the dirt. Rockets away from Noah. He doesn't see it until now. And moving up to second is the runner, Watness. Breaking ball that got away from Jonah. And it's a 2-2 count with a runner at second and one out. Home plate umpire out to make sure that didn't rattle the cage of Noah, literally and figuratively. Made sure he was not dazed at all. 2-2 to Wyatt Sell with a runner in scoring position for the Silver Streaks here. And a little check swing number back to the net. Came in and jammed him, and Sell didn't do anything with that other than flip it halfway up the screen. 2-2 to Wyatt Sell. Taps the plate with the barrel of his bat once. Runner checking the middle infielders. Here's Jonah. And Jonah delivers, and there is that good curveball that he's had all night. He catches Sell looking for his second strikeout of the inning and his sixth of the ball game. And with two outs, here's the third baseman, Ben Berger. Well, the repairs on the helmet have been done as Noah, while there was a pause, Noah jogged to the dugout and got the headgear back, the original headgear that had been fixed, whatever was wrong with it. Berger goes after the first pitch and fouls one down the line. Ross over to look, and did Ross make that catch? He did! What a play by Ross Boser! Ross Boser! Over the fence with the catch. And look at him get mobbed by his teammates. A gold glove play by Ross. I didn't think there was any chance that was going to be playable, and that shows what never giving up on a play is all about. Ross Boser goes right to the line, to the fence, reaches out, and hauls it in to end the inning. No runs for Osakis, no hits. One error, one left. We'll go to the bottom of the fifth with Michael Leidenfrost set to lead it off. Piers 2 and Osakis 0. Leidenfrost, Stuckmeyer, and Sekulow.
For building projects large and small, see the good people at Bob's Lumber and Supply in Pierce. They offer computerized drafting and 3D design, material estimating, paint, hardware, and for those building projects, whether it's that new home you've been dreaming of, an addition, garage, ag buildings, or remodeling, Bob's Lumber and Supply in Pierce should be your first stop. Visit their website at bobslumber.com. Bob's Lumber and Supply says, go Pioneers!
A sterling defensive play turned in by first baseman Ross Boeser to end the inning, and now Michael Leidenfrost leads off the bottom of the fifth. And in the dirt from Baumgartner, ball one on his 58th pitch. Now, Michael, for the second time leading off an inning, led off the first, obviously, and now leading off the fifth. He batted second in the third inning and bunted his way aboard, and up until the double by Doucette brought home Camden Hapke, it was the only run on the board. That was in the third inning. One ball, no strikes to Michael Leidenfrost. Wind feels like it's died down a little bit. Michael watches Baumgartner's pitch come inside. Very close again. Two and out to Michael Leidenfrost. One for two with a run and a stolen base tonight. And a fine sliding catch in the outfield. Lowell, 3-0. I've got Baumgartner at 60 pitches right now. What was game time, Dempdale?
56.
56, all right.
No, 55.
Jacket weather. The 3-0 to Michael, and it's on the outside corner. Three balls and one strike to Michael Leidenfrost. Ryan Stuckmeyer to follow here for the Pioneers with a 2-0 lead. There's ball four. Michael's aboard. Chucks the bat to on deck and jogs down the line. Here's Ryan Stuckmeyer, the Pioneers second baseman. That is the third walk. It's the first walk, though, for Baumgartner since the first when he put both Stuckmeyer and Prokot on base. So his control has been good as far as walks go, although he's hit two men. He hit Ryan in the third, and he hit Camden Hapke in the fourth. Throw to the bag, and Michael is back, and I think Osakis is going to try and much as they can to shorten the lead, but not sure if it's going to matter for Michael here. He's going to be running. And there he goes. And there will be a throw this time, but Michael's already popping up out of his slide as the throw picked out there by second baseman Magus. So another steal for Michael Leidenfrost, his second of the night. Pitch was a strike to Ryan Stuckmeyer, so it's 0-1. On deck is Noah Sakala. Pioneers trying to add to a 2-0 lead here in the bottom of the fifth. Ryan watches one sail off the plate. Two balls and a strike to the second baseman, Ryan Stuckmeyer. A walk and a steal has Michael Leidenfrost standing at second, now off the bag. There's one hammered down the line. Is it fair? It is foul. Just foul by Ryan Stuckmeyer. He had two doubles last night, and he just missed picking up another one there. A long line drive foul into the corner, and it's a two-ball, two-strike count. Yes, we do have bleacher bums on a chilly Friday night out there and left. A few of them. Brave souls. 2-2 now to Ryan Stuckmeyer. Tyler Baumgartner. Ground ball to short. Michael will advance to third. Klimek has it on target to sell to get Ryan by a stride. And a busy night for Bauer Klimek at shortstop. One out with Michael now at third. And Noah Sakala the batter. Noah struck out looking and reached on a fielder's choice that caught Ryan Stuckmeyer in a rundown. And while Ryan was being chased between home and third, Noah ran all the way around to third base but was stranded there. So now he'll see if he can pick up an RBI with Leidenfrost at third and one out. Squeeze would be in play here, but, boy, the way Noah's swinging the bat, I think he'd let him swing away here. Baumgartner delivers strike one to Noah Sakala. 0-1. On deck is the pitcher, Jonah Prokot. We're in the bottom of the fifth.
Piers up 2-0 over Osakis here at Halley Field tonight. Baumgartner looks into Hagedin for the sign. Here comes the pitch, and it's low, and Hagedin saves a run, sprawling out to his right, and it's a ball and a strike now to Noah Sakulla. Again, Noah drove in 7 last night with 3 extra base hits. First inning triple. I think the second inning double. Drove in 2. And then the grand slam to end it in a 16-4 win over Mora. 1-1 to Noah Sakulla. Leidenfrost comes down the line at third. Noah hits it in the air. That's going to be deep enough. Setting up to tag is Leidenfrost. And Sakulla will add to the lead with a sacrifice fly. Noah comes in to score, and it's 3-0. I should say Michael comes in to score. Noah delivers another RBI for Noah Sakulla. 2 outs, bases empty, and here is the pitcher, Jonah Prokot. It's now a 3-0 Pioneer lead. Jonah walked and popped to first in foul territory, 0-for-1 against Baumgartner tonight. And the pitch is on the inside corner for a called strike to Jonah Prokot. Last night it was Ben Vernick and Chandler Doucette combining on the 5-inning pitching work. Ben for 3, Chandler for 2. There's a swing and a miss at the curveball. Jonah in an 0-2 count now. Because on Tuesday, Chandler was ready to come into the game and pitch the 7th, but Pioneer scored 4 in the bottom of the 6th to win by 10-run rule, so he never got the opportunity. That one just misses the outside edge. 1-2 to Jonah Prokot. Piers now leading 3-0 over Osakis. And on deck is Camden Hapke, the shortstop. 1-2 pitch from Baumgartner. Jonah got on top of that and dribbled it off his foot. Still 1-2. See, besides Monday up in Nisswa against Pequot, the Pioneers will be at Holding Ford on Tuesday and at St. Cloud against Cathedral next Friday night. 1-2 pitch, grounded. This will be Klimek charging, and he will fire and not in time. And did he bobble that? And I think that's got to be an error on the shortstop, Klimek. He had time, and he just couldn't get the handle. So each team with an error at short here keeps the inning alive for Pierce shortstop Camden Hapke. I'm wondering if Coach Pittman isn't thinking about maybe courtesy running for Jonah here. 2 outs. Let him get in the dugout and maybe catch his breath a little bit. Yeah. Yeah, he doesn't have any seniors to courtesy run. It's senior night, so seniors, you're going to play. Throw to the bag, and Jonah's back.
That Tuesday night Holding Ford game is in Opal.
Oh, they're playing in Opal.
Yeah,
okay.
Varsity,
Tuesday.
Bielka
Field. First pitch coming to Camden. He has scored a run tonight after being hit by a pitch. Came around to score on a Doucette double in the 4th. First pitch from Baumgartner is in for a strike. Well, Osakis has represented themselves better than you would think a 3-7 team would. They've hit the ball hard. They've done some nice things. But they're right there. This is still very much in play. 3-0 is not insurmountable by any means. 0-1 to Camden Hapke. Baumgartner ready. And Camden watches it miss wide. 1-1 to the senior shortstop. With Colton Hapke taking some practice hacks on deck. Deep in center is Makai Holscher. They've been playing deep all night for these Pioneer hitters. 1-1 the count. And outside again, 2-1. I had Baumgartner's pitch count at 57 through 4 innings. And eight, 19 in the first was the most he's thrown, but I would say he's approaching that number now here with 2 outs. There goes Prokot, swing and a miss, no throw. And Camden's fortunate that the catcher didn't throw. He might have been called out on interference. He stepped across the plate on the swing and a miss, and Prokot will get the steal. Interesting what the call would have been there. 2-2. Runner at second now with two down. Camden takes off the plate again. 3-2 to Camden Hapke. Two on knock here. Jonah has run himself into scoring position. Running on contact with two outs. Here comes the 3-2 pitch. Baumgartner to Camden Hapke. And it's ball four, well high. First and second now for third baseman Colton Hapke. Colton has grounded out to short and popped up to first. 0 for 2 tonight. Two on, two outs, and Chandler Doucet steps into the on-deck circle. We're in the bottom of the fifth here. Piers with a 3-0 lead over Osakis. Two on, two outs. Low, and Baumgartner really struggling this inning more than any other to locate his pitches. Catcher Hagedin has had to work exceptionally hard this inning. There was one in for a strike. Yeah, this will be, I think, the 27th pitch of the inning. His previous high in the inning was 19, so he's labored more so here. Lined into left field, a base hit. Jonah's going to be sent. Digging for third is Camden Hapke, and Colton Hapke makes it 4-0 on a bullet into left. A two-out single for Colton Hapke. Drives in Jonah Prokot. And Camden Hapke goes first to third on his twin brother's RBI single. And now Chandler Doucet, who doubled off the top of the left center wall to drive in Camden Hapke in the fourth for the Pioneers' second run, has men at first and third with two down. Hapke's at the corner. Throw to the bag, and back safely is Colton Hapke. Piers has now scored in three straight innings, and this is their first multi-run inning. One in the third, one in the fourth, and now they've plated two here in the fifth. 4-0 lead. And there's one Hagedin smothers. 1-0 to Chandler Doucet. Two outs. A ground ball by Ryan Stuckmeyer to short, and Noah Sekulla's sacrifice fly was the second out. 1-0 to Chandler Doucet. And his fastball, delayed steal, and that'll be an easy one for Colton Hapke. No throw. Two balls, no strikes. And the Pioneers have two out there again. 6 for 6 on the bases tonight. There's a strike. 2-1 to Chandler Doucet. 6 steals for Pioneer base runners tonight. 2 out there here for Chandler, who could really have himself a big night. Lined it foul. He was on that pitch. 2-2 to right fielder Chandler Doucet. If Chandler keeps the inning rolling along, it's Ross Boser due up. Baumgartner sets, and the 2-2 breaking ball is inside corner, called strike three. Inning ends on the called third strike, but the Pioneers add two. They do it on just one base hit. There was an error, a pair of walks, and the Pioneers leave two on base. At the end of five, it's now Piers 4, Osakis nothing.
This is Dave Rushlow from the Piers Fire Department. Did you know that more than 4,000 Americans died in home fires last year? In most cases, the home did not have a working smoke alarm. A sounding smoke alarm gives you the extra seconds you need to get out of your home alive. Install and maintain a smoke alarm on every level of your home. Replace the battery every year and check it every 6 months. Is a simple way to help keep you and your family better protected 24/7. This message is brought to you by the Pierce Fire Department, and you are their sports.
Munson Masonry LLC stands behind the Pierce Pioneers all the way. With 30 years of experience in dealing with home foundations, additions, and farm projects, Munson Masonry LLC, covering central Minnesota from Brainerd to Becker, providing free bids, quotes, and estimates, Munson Masonry prides itself in providing the highest quality and accuracy. To get started, contact Ronnie today at 320-248-0377. That's 320-248-0377. Munson Masonry LLC, proudly cheering on the Pierce Pioneers.
Jonah Procott, first pitch of the sixth inning, is laced foul down the line to right. One strike to the number eight hitter, the pitcher, Tyler Baumgartner, 0-1. Tyler struck out in the third. It's Pierce 4, Osakis nothing, as we start the sixth. Swing and a miss. Breaking ball, got Baumgartner to fish after that. Jonah works ahead, no balls, two strikes. Six strikeouts tonight for Jonah without a walk. And here's Prokot's 0-2. In the dirt, no chase that time. 1-2. Just trying to keep expanding that strike zone and see what the hitters are willing to go after. On deck is the DH, Chase Meyer. The 1-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. And again, for the third time, Noah will have to throw down to first, and he does, to Ross Bozer. And there's one out to start the sixth, and the designated hitter, Chase Meyer, will bat. Batting ninth, he's 0-for-1 with a third-inning strikeout against Jonah. Pierce with four runs on three hits. And the pitch by Jonah is a fastball right there for strike one. And Jonah's pitch count now, 63. Very good. Chased, and he's out 0-2 now in the count. Well off the plate and in the dirt, and Meyer off that ball by about a foot. No balls, two strikes to the Osakis DH. Top of the order, Klimek on deck. Jonah okays the sign with Noah Sakala, and the senior puts his fastball just above the letters. Very close pitch, taken high. 1-2. Pierce leading 4-0 here in the sixth inning over Osakis. Next pitch off the plate, and it's a 2-2 count. So Monday in Nisswa, Tuesday in Opole. Pioneers taking tours of Victory League ballparks. Good sharp breaking ball, and he locates again. Called third strike for out number two, and the top of the order is the shortstop, Bauer Klimek. Bauer has popped out in foul territory to Colton Hapke at third, and he's hit it back to Jonah on a bounce. 0-2. Here comes the pitch, and it is in for strike one, starting him with his fastball to locate and work ahead. No balls and a strike. Kyle Moggess, the second baseman, would hit next. Slider off the plate, lunging across the plate and watching it was Klimek, and it's a ball and a strike. Bottom of the sixth will feature Bozer, Welly, Leidenfrost in the Pioneer order. Fastball right down the middle. 1-2 to Bauer Klimek. He has struck out the side once tonight, and he's a pitch away from duplicating that. And did he offer? Noah. They appealed, and the base ump says no, did not go. Two balls, two strikes now to Bauer Klimek. Right-handed hitting Osaka's shortstop. Here's Jonah's pitch. That pitch is called strike three. He got him on the hook again for the second time tonight. Prokot strikes out the side. And we go to the bottom of the sixth. Pierce 4 and Osakis nothing.
If you're in the market for a vehicle, I want to personally recommend Upsala Motors in Upsala. They made purchasing my new vehicle a great experience, and I know I'll be going back to them for service and repair.
Upsala Motors Incorporated is family-owned sales and service dealership since 1964. Their service department is equipped with the latest technology, and numerous repeat customers are a testament to the value they place on customer service. With a 90-day bumper-to-bumper warranty and a 365-day powertrain warranty on most vehicles, they don't just want your business today, they want you to come back in the future as well. Check them out online at UpsalaMotors.com. And when you look at their inventory on the lot or online and don't see what you're looking for, trust me, the staff at Upsala Motors will search far and wide to find the vehicle that's just right for you. Call Upsala Motors at 573-2576 to set up an appointment or to schedule a test drive. A staff dedicated to make sure you're satisfied. I know I am. That's Upsala Motors in Upsala.
In the bottom of the sixth inning, the Pioneers will send up first baseman Ross Boser facing Tyler Baumgartner. 4-0 Pioneers, and Ross takes it inside about belt high. Ross twice has grounded out to the shortstop, Bauer Klimek. 0-2 tonight for Ross, leading it off in the bottom of the sixth. And in the air to center, Holscher setting up underneath. Medium deep center, Ross gives it a ride, but it stays in the ballpark. One away. And now it's the left fielder, Kyle Welly. Welly twice has grounded out to the first baseman tonight. 0-2. See if he can start something here. Pioneers have scored in three straight innings. A wild pitch got Michael Leidenfrost home in the third. Chandler Doucette's RBI double scored Camden Hapke in the fourth. Kyle takes a strike, 0-1. And then a sack fly by Noah Sekulla and an RBI single by Colton Hapke plated two in the fifth. 4-0 Piers. Here's the 0-1 to Kyle Welly. Swing and a miss. 0-2 to the left fielder Welly. Michael Leidenfrost on deck. Shorten that swing up and punch one somewhere. 0-2 pitch. Looper to the left. Coming on is Munzhuber, and he's able to close the gap and make the catch. Welly flies out to left. Thought that one might fall in initially, but it hung up for the left fielder, Munzhuber. And there are two down for center fielder. In the top of the order, Michael Leidenfrost.
Number six, center fielder,
Michael's Leidenfrost. Flown out to deep center to start the first. Then he bunted and eventually scored in the third, walked and scored in the fifth. He has stolen a couple of bases. And the first pitch is a called strike at the letters 0-1 to Michael Leidenfrost. If he reaches, it's Ryan Stuckmeyer in the Pioneer order. We're in the bottom of the sixth. Might be their final at-bat here for the Pioneers. And the 0-1 to Michael. Ripped into right field, a base hit. Michael is aboard for the third time. Two singles and a walk. And Michael is aboard for Ryan Stuckmeyer. Hit number four for the Pioneers tonight, the second for Michael. I think he's got three multi-hit games this week now. So Ryan will bat. He has walked. He's been hit by a pitch, and he's bounced to short. He has stolen two. And see if Michael's going for the hat trick here on the bases. Step off, and the pitcher held the ball. Michael dusts off the knees. See if he's running here early again. There he goes. And a pitch is a strike. Michael will go in, and he's got the hat trick on the base paths. Pioneers have stolen seven bases tonight. Three of them for Michael, two for Ryan Stuckmeyer. Jonah Prokot has a steal. Colton Hapke has swiped a base. So a run out there for Ryan Stuckmeyer with a two-out hit now. It's 0-1 to Ryan. Reaching and poking it down the line to right. Wyatt Sell chasing. Stays in the ballpark, bouncing off the warning track and hopping over the fence. Two strikes to Ryan Stuckmeyer. Good effort there by Wyatt Sell, the Silver Streaks first baseman. 0-2 to Ryan with Noah Sekulla on deck. Four is nice, but five would be nicer. The 0-2. Swing and a miss. Good pitch. And a breaking ball gets Ryan on strikes. The Pioneers get a single and a steal, but leave Michael at second base. And we go to the seventh. It's Piers 4 and Osakis nothing.
Hi, I'm Dave Fisher on behalf of the Piers Legion Park Board of Directors. At this time, I would like to take a moment to thank all of our sponsors who purchased banners that are hanging on our fences at the Piers Legion Park. A few of them are Redzotto, Wakefield Pork, Holy Trinity, Central Minnesota Door, Brandel Motors, Elate Concrete, Federated Co-ops, Design Electronics, Schumer Insurance, Sarbacco, Farmers and Merchants, Shooting Sports, Dale's Farm Repair, Vernick Manufacturing, Hennigan Insurance, Sue's Drive-In, Lindy Scoop, RJ Meats, Smoothie Repair, Buckman Bank Tavern, Piers Area Commercial Club, United Spray Foam, Piers Lions, TLC Enterprise, and RTO. To these and all other sponsors who help support Piers Legion Park, a very heartfelt thank you.
We go to the top of the seventh inning. It is Piers 4, Osakis nothing. Kyle Magas will lead it off, the number two hitter in Coach Bill Infinger's lineup against Jonah Prokot. A liner to center and a chopper back to the hill so far for Magas. And Prokot begins 0-1 with a curveball strike. And the next pitch waved at in the dirt. 0-2 to Kyle Magas, right-handed hitting second baseman. See what Jonah wants to do here in the dirt in front of home plate. And Noah bears a brunt of that one coming up off the chest protector or the bicep. Looks like the left, the glove hand of Noah, kind of shaking that one out. Here's the 1-2 pitch. Knee-high fastball rings him up, strikeout looking. That is 10 strikeouts tonight for Jonah Prokot, and there's one gone in the seventh. Here is the left fielder, Waylon Munzhuber. He is grounded to third and flown to center. One out, seventh inning. First pitch low, ball one. Jonah's pitch count very good. It was at 72 coming into this inning. The 1-0 pitch to Munzhuber. Fastball is in for a strike. 1-1 to the Osakis left fielder. On deck is Makai Holscher. 1-1 curveball locked him up looking. 1-2. One ball, two strikes to Waylon Munzhuber. This has been a game between the game within the game. Sakala and Prokot against the Osakis hitters. And he chased in the dirt. Noah again will step out in front of home and throw on to Bozer. And there are two outs. That's the fourth time we've had to write a 2-3 after a K. And here's Makai Holscher with two outs, bases empty in the seventh inning. So here's the Prokot pitch to Holscher. Swing and a miss. 0-1 to the center fielder Holscher. He's grounded to second and struck out. Just off the plate. 1-1 to Makai Holscher. If he reaches, Hagedin is due, the catcher. 1-1 fastball, swing and a miss. And it's 1-2. Jonah has struck out five straight Silver Streak hitters. Here's the 1-2 pitch. Did he go? I don't think he did. It was off the plate and he checked in time. 2-2 to Makai Holscher. He is the cleanup hitter in the lineup. Here's the 2-2 pitch. Swing and no, didn't go again. Full count. Just throw him your fastball. Nobody's hit it tonight. 3-2 to Holscher. Maybe it was the first three-ball count he's had. 3-2 pitch. hit to right, coming on Chandler Doucette. Chandler has it. Jonah Prokot has thrown a no-hitter on senior night. Jonah Prokot strikes out 11 and throws a no-hitter at Osakis. The final from Helly Field, Pierce 4, Osakis nothing.
The 8th annual Pierce Freedom Fest is right around the corner, Saturday, July 10th, headlined by Dylan Scott. Along with Lindsay L., Little Texas, and the Shiloh Lee Band. Tickets on sale now. For more info and tickets, head to PiersFreedomFest.com. It's Pierce Freedom Fest, Saturday, July 10th. Sponsored by the Pierce Area Commercial Club, Hillbilly Haven Motel, Bootleggers Bar, Brandel Motors, Coors Light, Hilmerson Sports Center, Smoothie Oil, Midwest Sales and Construction, Hilmerson RV, Pioneer Lake Mutual, and Coburn's.
The Hennigan Insurance Agency makes you a promise, and that promise is to find the right coverage at the right price for you in Minnesota. They're an independent insurance agency located in Brainerd, Little Falls, and Pine River, representing more than 60 insurance companies. Their local teams can handle just about any type of insurance need, and they're capable of finding the best rates for you in central Minnesota. They've been serving central Minnesota for over 30 years and are active in their communities from Brainerd to Pine River and Little Falls and experience the same challenges that you do. So they understand your insurance needs. Look them up online at HennekenInsurance.com or give Chris, Matt, Eric, or Riney a call. That's Henneken Insurance Agency saying go Pioneers.
You want to know the great thing about Farmers and Merchants State Bank? It's that they grow along with you. From my little brother's college fund and my parents' checking account to my grandma's small business banking, my uncle's ag lending, and even my teacher's mortgage for the home of her dreams. I guess Farmers and Merchants State Bank is really the bank for everyone. Visit fmpeers.com to learn more.
Because friendly still counts.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The Pierce Pioneers have built a solid foundation of excellence with hard work, teamwork, and dedication to their craft. To help you get your foundation off to a solid start, contact Gertz Concrete in Pierce. With a wide range of services available like sidewalks, driveways, garage floors, patios, steps, and so much more. Contact Darren or Calvin today to get started at 320-360-2212. Gertz Concrete wants to say good luck, Pioneers.
Got that hungry feeling? Looking for a great place to stop before or after the game? Ben Patrick's in Pierce is the place for you. If you like chicken, you won't find any better anywhere. Call in and order food to go. Delicious daily lunch specials, home of the Pioneer Burger, wraps, wings, pizza, soups and salads, and more. Bologna days are on Thursdays. Golfers, softball players, youth teams, Patrick's can handle large groups or small gatherings. A big supporter of the Pierce Pioneers, it's Patrick's on Main Street in Pierce.
Mitchell Prisbilla Auction Company should be your first and last stop when you're searching for auctioneering services. With over 50 years of experience, Mitchell Prisbilla Auction Company makes your satisfaction their number one priority. If it's farm, livestock, household, or real estate, you can trust Mitchell Prisbilla Auction Company for honesty, integrity, knowledge, and experience. See their website for upcoming auctions or to find out more at MidwestAuctions.com or call Joe at 584-5297 or 248-3590. The Mitchell Prisbilla Auction Company says, go Pioneers!
Do you have young pioneers at home and aren't sure how to enroll them in school? We are currently registering students for kindergarten and preschool this fall. Information and registration forms can be found on the school website, peers.k12.mn.us. Look under the district tab for enrollment or look under community education for early childhood. We invite you to call us with any questions about your child's development and the steps needed to enroll in school. You can call Pioneer Principal Tom Oddy or Community Education Director Sarah Funk, and we will be happy to direct you in the right direction. Get them started the right way on the Pioneer Path.
Pre-
Premium Concrete LLC with owners Chris Young and Matt Seppelt are a full-service concrete company located in Pierce, and they've been recognized throughout central Minnesota for premium service and quality work. To find out more about the services they provide, see their website at premiumconcretemn.com or give them a call at the office, 468-0309. That's 468-0309. Premium Concrete LLC says, good luck, Pioneers, and go Victory League.
Well, the Pioneers cap off a week where they 10-run two teams, and then on senior night, they get a no-hitter from Jonah Prokot. Coach Dylan Pittman joins me here, and Coach, you got to start with that. You know, a kid comes out, I don't care what level it is, a no-hitter, anytime you get it, it's a treat to watch, and Jonah certainly had great stuff tonight.
Yeah, he's been pitching really well, and just really happy for him that he was able to perform that way tonight, and ended up being a really nice evening. We were a little afraid we were going to get some rain there, but he came out ready to go, and a lot of fun to watch. I think he was at 58 pitches or something like that in the sixth, or maybe late in the fifth.
Yeah, I had him 58 through five.
Yep. So, yeah, you can't ask for anything better than that. Come out, throw strikes, good mix, and he looked really good.
I mean, he was able to locate. I mean, you can have, you know, you can have a curveball, have a fastball, but if you really can't locate it, he was hitting his spots with every pitch he had, it seemed like.
Yeah, and we know that he's capable of that. Coming into this year, we knew he had three pitches, and we knew he can command and everything, so you got to go out there and do it. And like you said, to get a no-hitter is never easy. You're just a poke away from giving up a hit at any point in the game, and for that to happen is a really great accomplishment, and I'm very proud of him.
You played all nine of your seniors here tonight. The only question I would have had was when Jonah got into second there, and it was still a 3-0 game, I think,
yeah,
at that point.
Yeah.
If you were going to courtesy run him with an underclassman, but apparently seniors, you're playing all the whole way.
No, there are a couple coaches in the dugout asking me too. I told the guys there it's their game, and they're going to go out and do it tonight, and they did. So that was awesome. Very proud of all of them.
Hey, Ross Bolzer looked like he's been playing first base his whole life.
Yeah, I don't know that Ross would have chose that position, but we put him there, and I knew that he could do it. He's a good ball player, and he's a can-do kind of a kid. He's going to do whatever you ask him to do, and he did a really good job tonight. Again, proud of him, proud of all the guys. It was a really good night for us.
I didn't think he had any shot to make that foul ball catch. I thought that was out of here, but
yep,
he stayed with it, and to his credit, that's what hustle does.
Yeah, that was a great catch. Lit up our dugout. Guys were smiling, slapping hands, having fun. It was a blast. So what a great night, and those guys are going to remember that for a long time. And we're going to have a few more we're going to remember, too, here coming up.
If I didn't think the foul ball was going to be caught, I certainly thought Chandler's ball was a home run. I was
so
wrong on both of them.
So did I. He said he didn't have any idea where it was, so he said he was just running. So he was joking around with the guys on the other team.
I think it hit the top of the Reds auto, just to the right of the 350 banner out there.
Yeah, yep. I thought for sure it was gone, too. I was waiting for him.
Especially with the wind blowing right
just
there.
Just keep jogging around, but for some reason it didn't go out. But we'll show him where the weight room is at on Monday, and maybe he can get one out next week.
Good win for the guys here, but you got to build on that, and you see some different ballparks now early this next week.
Yeah, we have some fun games coming up starting Monday up in Nisswa, and then over in Old Pole on Tuesday, and then Friday night set at 7 o'clock in St. Cloud. So,
is that putts or Faber? Do we know yet?
I think it's putts,
okay,
but you know, it just says Mac on the thing, and I didn't ask. I don't look more than a week ahead of time.
Oh, congratulations,
so.
Coach.
Yeah, thank you very much, Rick.
Coach Pittman of the Pioneers, as they get a no-hitter from Jonah Prokot on senior night. He strikes out 11 as only one base runner tonight for the Silver Streaks in this ball game. So he faced just 22 batters in the ball game. Pioneers score 4 runs on 4 hits. It's not like the Pioneers slugged the ball all over the park, but they did enough with opportunities on base, whether it be walks or hit batters. They stole 7 bases in 7 tries tonight. And Michael Leidenfrost goes 2 for 3. He steals 3, scores 2. It was Colton Hapke going 1 for 3 with an RBI single and a steal. Noah Sekulla was driving in a run tonight again after a 7 RBI night last night. He gets a sack fly in the 2-run 5th. Noah goes 0 for 2 on the night. Chandler Doucette 1 for 3 with an RBI double off the top of the left center wall. So only 4 hits tonight. Michael with a bunt single and a clean single into right in the 6th inning. It was Colton Hapke with an RBI single in the fifth and the double by Doucette in the fourth. Those are the only four hits of Tyler Baumgartner, who pitched pretty well going the distance, taking the loss for Osakis here tonight. So Pierce scored first in the third when a bunt single by Michael Leidenfrost with one out. Michael stole second. He was wild pitch to third, and then he scored on a wild pitch to put Piers ahead 1-0 after three. They scored again in the fourth. Camden Hapke was hit by a pitch leading off. Wild pitch to second, and with one out, Chandler Doucette banged one off the banner in left center to drive home Camden and make it 2-0. And then in the fifth, it was a leadoff walk to Michael Leidenfrost, a steal. Michael went to third on a Ryan Stuckmeyer ground ball and then tagged up and scored on a Noah Sakala sacrifice fly. That made it 3-0. After an error and a walk, Colton Hapke drove an RBI single into left center to bring home Jonah Prokot, and that was the final run of the game in a 4-0 Piers victory. For Osakis, their record now is 3-8 on the season. Like Piers, their next opponent is Pequot Lakes. It'll be Tuesday, home in Osakis against the Patriots, 4:30. Thursday, they'll host Eden Valley Watkins. And on Friday, a 5 o'clock game against the Upsala-Swanville area Patriots. Two Patriots and an Eagle on the schedule for Osakis next week. For the Pioneers, their record now with tonight's victory is 10-4. They reach the 10-win mark. They win for the third time this week, and they win for the sixth time in seven ball games. Overall, 10-4, and they will play in Nisswa at 7 o'clock on Monday night. City Park in Nisswa, 7 o'clock, JV game at 5. Then they'll play in Opole on Tuesday against Holdingford. And then at the MAC down in St. Cloud, we think it's Dick Putzfield, and that'll be against the Crusaders. And then we've only got Little Falls and Albany left. So the season rapidly closing down here as we'll start to focus on the playoff possibilities coming up for both baseball and softball. Heck of a night for the softball team as well. They come from behind to win 4-3 over a very good Long Prairie Gray Eagle team tonight. So a good night for Pioneer Athletics. Wins in softball and baseball over Long Prairie Gray Eagle and Osakis. Again, the final here, 4-0 Pioneers. We'll have our Frosties. You are their player of the game. Any guesses?
Spring has definitely sprung, and that means everything is fresh and new. Hi, this is Sarah from Design Electronics. If your Verizon phone is ready for a spring makeover, then stop in and visit us today. If you haven't visited us for a while, now's the time. There are great promotions going on that can save you hundreds on a new phone. Plus, when you buy your new Verizon device from us, we take care of you from start to finish. That's the design difference. We want you to make sure you leave our store with a smile. So stop in and visit us today at Design Electronics on the east side of Little Falls.
Hi, I'm Dave Fisher on behalf of the Piers Legion Park Board of Directors. At this time, I would like to take a moment to thank all of our sponsors who purchased banners that are hanging on our fences at the Piers Legion Park. A few of them are Piers Golf Course, Kurtz Furniture, Amp Fitness, Kapsner Construction, Rich Prairie Chiropractic, Piers Fire Department, Check Auto Body, CHI St. Gabriel's, Lakes Printing, Trobix Bus Service, Don's Custom Laser, Piers Villa, Rice Creek, Evergreen Law Irrigation, Kenko Drywell, Shelley Funeral Home, Jason Gruber Construction, Northwoods Gutter, Unity Bank, Piers Family Dentistry, Premier Concrete, Horizon Health, Executive Realty, Sharp Hedge, Hardwood Floors, and Essential Health. To these and all other sponsors who help support Piers Legion Park, a very heartfelt thank you.
Minnesota Hardwood Pellets and the Algren family are proud to be a part of the Piers Pioneer community. Minnesota Hardwood Pellets produce the finest grilling pellets available on the market today and are made out of all natural hardwood.
Premium barbecue smoking pellets from Minnesota Hardwood Pellets include flavors like mesquite, cherry, oak, apple, hickory, alder, maple, pecan, whiskey barrel, and the world-famous competition blend. Minnesota Hardwood Pellets and the Algren family support the Pierce Pioneers.
Frosty's Barn Grill on Main Street in Pierce is open. Stop and enjoy your favorite cold beverages. Frosty's serves up delicious daily lunch specials, either dine-in or carry-out. On the grill at Frosty's, satisfy your hunger with their fantastic menu, featuring items such as the Bacon Jack Burger, the Mac Attack Burger, Jalapeno Jack Burger, or try the Elvis Burger, topped with creamy peanut butter and bacon. And, of course, the signature burger is the Frosty Burger, a feline meats burger topped with cheese, fried egg, bacon, and hash browns. Frosty's also has sandwiches and wraps, salads, baskets, and appetizers. The newest place in town is Frosty's.
Well, it's an easy choice tonight for the Frosties. You are their sports player of the game, and that is senior hurler Jonah Prokot, who offers a no-hitter, striking out 11, no walks, and allows only one base runner tonight. Jonah Prokot, 4-0 Piers is the final over Osakis. Thanks for listening, everybody, and we'll see you Monday with more action here on You Are There Sports.